Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I'm thinking this week about leadership and about different kinds of leadership and influence. So we can start roughing it out. There are people who are not particularly concerned with influencing other people, but in any given moment, in any given day, all of us potentially need to get other people to do stuff. So in the moment that we want somebody else to do something, whether we are parents or partners or customers or managers, we also need to be leaders. There are people who want to be leaders and who work at being leaders by figuring out how leaders look, how they sound, and they sort of imitate leaders in the hopes that this makes them a leader. And this is a really stressful, difficult way to live. A lot of salespeople live here. It's a place where you are continually hiding some parts of yourself from everyone around you so that you can look the part of being a leader, and so that you can watch your back and protect yourself, because there is nothing like hiding to make you feel vulnerable and like you need to watch your back. Then there are other people who don't think of themselves as leaders, and yet they are so clear on what they want and on who they are, that other people just are naturally attracted to them and they want to follow these people, because being in connection with them is being in connection with something solid and real and motivated. And if you're going to become somebody who is more solid and real and motivated, you should probably be prepared to have other people sort of cluster around and start treating you like a leader, even if that's not the word you use for yourself. For a long time, I had other words for myself. I had words like teacher and trainer and coach. But that word leadership took me a long time to own. And I had actually quite a few people who were interested in following me before I was even a little bit interested in being a leader. And I think this is important because there are a lot of different books about leadership and how to be a leader. But one of the ones that's impressed me lately is a book called Leadership BS by a professor named Jeffrey Pfeffer from the United States. Book's a couple of years old now. There's a lot of rant in it, and underneath that rant, I actually hear the voice of a leader, the voice of somebody who really cares powerfully about making it right in the world. And you can hear his frustration that so many people are told all these things about leadership. They can't make it work, and what gets lost in the shuffle is the ability to make work interesting and engaged and important for people. So there's a lot of workplaces where people just aren't feeling it. So when I set out to build advanced practice courses, I thought about communication and influence and neuro-linguistic programming and all of this technical stuff for a long time. But I realized eventually to do any communication act at the highest level, the price of admission is to know yourself, your state, and what you want to be, where you want to go. And if you know that, even if you speak really badly, people tend to want to listen. And if you're hiding something, not from them, lots of leaders don't share everything. It's not always helpful to share everything with everybody. But if you're hiding something from yourself, that's shaky ground. And so I really believe the best way to train to be a leader is to become self-aware and to do the hard work of accepting all of those memories that come up and sort of hurt. They make you wince. All those selves you have been that you're not particularly proud of, you're not particularly in tune with, but you were that person, you did that thing, you thought that thought, you had that fear. And maybe you still have it, except that when you start engaging more of your attention in just focusing on the part of you that is focused, on the part of you that knows what you want, on the part of you that has balance and flexibility and strength and energy, and you're just breathing into that part of you and out from that part of you. Yeah, do it again. Just breathe in from that strong, grounded, focused part of you. And then let that part of you breathe out. And as you do, you'll notice all the other parts of you sort of get in line. They sort of find their way to that strong, clear focus. And I think you'll find that's what other people do too. That the more you find your own strength and balance and vision and energy, the more other people want to join you there. Because let's face it, we're all, attached to this vast unconscious mind that we each have that is powerful and scary and surprises us. We all have memories that we wish we didn't have to think about. Not just terrible memories, but just, the memory of the time that was really embarrassing, the time you really made that mistake. And as we kind of figure out how to deal with those, what feels best is to put ourselves on the same team as someone who looks and sounds like they've got it figured out. Not many of us have it figured out all of the time in every situation, but most of us, especially you, have the ability to take a moment, to take some breaths, to think about that one thing you want, and then to gather your strengths, your resources, your creativity, and figure out just one thing that's going to move you closer. And in that kind of strength, you'll find you have the honesty and integrity to be followed like the very best leaders. But you also have the power and the groundedness and the awareness to be a match for the people around you who are trying to lead by looking like leaders and not by really being true to all of themselves. So you want to look like a leader by being connected to that center that is in you that knows what you want, knows where you're going, and knows that you have balance and strength enough to get you there. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.